It's good to be back, James. Yeah. Welcome to the Fresh and Fit Pod. I'm your co-host, Chad, with my good friend, confidant, guy that I tolerate, James Abrams.
What's up, bro?
What's up, bro?
How are you, man?
I'm good, bro.
You good?
How long should we let the song play?
I think you should cut off before they cut our video off.
Okay.
But hey, don't let us be on YouTube.
Folks, if you're wondering where our third person is, it's us today.
It's just us.
This is kind of reminiscent of how we started.
It was just us at first, and then we kind of like started bringing on guests. That was part of my strategy, was to build our fan base up through trying to work with other people and other guests. So That was our strategy. I'm coming in a little hot. I'm coming in a little bit bothered. Yeah. One, they lifted the curfew, so that's a good thing. So people are out there, able to do your thing a little bit more. But I'm one of those people that would like to be home by 10 o'clock anyway, so the curfew really didn't bother me.
Yeah, I've come at a point in my life where I only felt some kind of way because you don't like being told what not to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not doing nothing to pass 10
o'clock. 10 o'clock anyway. I'm married, got a wife, got kids at home.
Look, bro,
what the hell am I doing?
I was out of town when they first, I was in Boston, and they just started their curfew. It was the weekend that Biden, they determined he was going to be president. And I got in downtown about 7, 8 o'clock, checked into my hotel, and they were like, hey, welcome. Hope you enjoy your time here. They just issued a curfew. So whatever you do, you should probably go get some food now. I hit the streets. When I tell you there were probably three or four different crowds of at least 20 cops.
Mm.
Zip tie, you know, the zip ties on their waist. Ready to,
ready
to wreak havoc.
Yeah, yeah.
All I wanted was some pizza, bro.
Dang, man. It's trash. But barring the curfew thing, but I'm coming in hot because, you know, gyms are more open now. People are in gyms more open. Yeah. They're opening showers up. They haven't quite opened up the saunas. But this is something I got to talk about, bro. And this is something that needs to be said, man. Okay? It's something that's called gym locker room etiquette. Okay? A lot of people lack it.
Okay.
A lot of people lack it. Okay? I understand we're all men. We're in the gym. We work out. We do our thing. I don't want to talk to you DBA naked. Okay.
Okay.
Dick, ball, and ass naked. I don't want to talk to you.
DBNA.
DBNA. I don't want to talk to you DBA naked. Like, I just don't want to talk to you. And guys,
do you find that with older guys?
It's definitely older guys. Definitely the older guys with the longest balls want to come talk to you.
They probably reach a point where they just don't care.
They don't care. I know you don't care. I
care.
I care though, bro. Like I can talk to you, bro, but like I'm sitting here like, yeah, man, that's right. I feel you. Tom Brady's great. Okay. Turn my head the whole time trying to talk. All right, bro. Yeah, cool. So I know you pick up on my vibe, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I think going DBA is cool if you're transitioning. Like so, if you just walk, if you're walking.
You use that word a lot.
What?
On every episode.
Transitioning?
Yeah.
But it's not gay unless, I don't know.
We're not going there with that.
I'm not going to go there with that word. It's a word. Just like people just can't take over stuff. Anyway, whatever. But, all right. So, if you're walking from your locker to the shower and you want to go DBA, cool. You know what I'm saying? No big deal. But if you stop and pause and want to talk to people DBA, that's a little bit weird.
So you support the walk, the locker to shower walker.
I think that's fine.
Because sometimes that walk is pretty significant.
Right? Well, it's a little significant.
What if you saw somebody going through like
did you forget your towel or something?
Are gyms not supplying towels? Do guys
they're not supplying towels.
So the guys aren't coming prepared. Or they don't care.
I don't care. But like but I'm saying though, so like but the thing about this, like you have your towels on your shoulder.
Oh, okay. So the guy has a towel on his shoulder. And he's just not using it in a way that's helpful to everybody.
Yeah. Just walking straight to the shower.
Okay.
That's crazy to me. Also what's crazy to me is no shower shoes.
Yeah.
Do you use shower shoes?
I I walk around, I mean, let me tell you, I walk around the house in sandals. So you can imagine, I'm not walking in too many places without something on my feet.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
It's, I mean, besides the fact that it's not safe, it's also disgusting.
It's kind of disgusting. It's kind of disgusting to just, you know what I'm saying, walk around. I've done it before, you know, in a tight situation where I forgot my flip-flops or something like that, where I had to just go barefoot. And I just felt so disgusting afterwards. Like, I'm like, what did I step in? What was that? Like, was that soap? Was that somebody's jizz? Like, I don't know what, you know what I'm saying? Like, and so then I'm sitting there scrubbing my feet, but I can't get the thought out of my mind. I could have stepped on something that was wrong. Okay, So I tend to always wear shower shoes. I just don't understand why not. Cause like, I'm, you know, as my schedule and stuff gets tighter, I gotta shower in the gym so I can get here and go there, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's just crazy, man.
So you a shower in the gym guy every time?
Yeah, I like to shower in the gym.
I've never been that guy. I have a routine. Let me ask you this: over or under 10 minutes in the shower?
Oh, under 10 minutes. Under 10 minutes.
Okay. If you have to leave the house at 9 o'clock, what time do you need to start your routine to get ready?
8. No. Yeah, 8. 8 a.m. To leave at 9? 8.
Okay. What are you doing after the shower? You dance in the mirror after you shower?
I dance in the mirror. To the shower, in the shower, all that. Like, I'm probably
You're still anyway. sub-10.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Yeah. But I think, so, if, since you ask, I go through a whole routine. I put this, my Hims drops in my hair now, you know what I'm saying?
In the shower. Okay.
Because I have to wash my hair with the shampoo, then I put the Hims drops in, whatever. Okay. All right. You know what I mean? So, in the shower, you know, I wash, lather, do all that stuff, hit the areas. You know what I'm saying? Rinse that stuff off. But then when I get out the shower, that's the length of my routine. I have to put my shea butter on, put my beard oil on, put my put the hair stuff in my hair, whatever. My beard is growing. Okay, what you say? Lot,
bro, you would not
I'm killing Mo, okay? I'm killing, at the end of the day, I'm killing our friend Mo. Mo Dollars, Mo Chestnut. I'm killing you right now, bro. My beard is growing. I just used the pick on my beard. That's all I'm going to say.
So I'm going to tell you, there are a few marks of, let's talk about this.
Hold on, let me finish my shower routine before we go right there.
Your all shower right. routine is taking longer.
Okay, than, so long, then I put the shower, shea butter on, yes. Then I put my deodorant on, like I said, I put my face stuff on. Then I put on my nut rub. Again, guys, get you some nut rub. Trust me, you're going to thank me for it later. Your girl would also thank me too. She'd be like, oh, I'm glad James got you to get this because, you know, now you smell fresher. You taste better down there.
So you're rubbing your nuts.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying,
fellas. Stop there.
And then I get dressed.
Okay.
And then I spray on some cologne or something and go on about my day.
Okay.
So that's about 30 minutes.
I'm between 15 and 20 minutes in the shower. I'm going to tell you why. The hair and the beard it needs its own time, okay? And I just got to process, bro. I have this feeling like I still have soap in my body even after I've rinsed it off. So I can't just be in and out. It's hard for me.
Well, I use a tingly soap so I know when it's off. That Dr. Broner's, you still not hip to that, so, but you don't know. It's like minty, eucalyptus mint, so you know when that soap is on or off.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. I got you. So, speaking of beards, you know, what's the mark of a good beard? I think you got to consider coverage. I'm not certain that you have adequate coverage. Also, Mo... he might have you in that room. I'll say that you two are ridiculous. You two are juvenile. It's like you guys are the shortest guys on the basketball team arguing over who's not the shortest. And I'm frankly sick of it. I'm sick of the insanity. I'm sick of the I'm the sick of it, bro.
I don't care because...
I know you don't.
Because...
I know you I don't care because it shows.
I want to speak life into my beard, and I'm going to always be positive with my beard. I don't care what you say, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You're one of those guys.
Yep.
Speak life into the beard.
Speak life into my beard, and my beard is growing, and I feel better.
So, we've talked about Beijing before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I admitted that I have done that in my earlier years. I didn't need to, probably, but I think I got sucked into the...
wave.
Yeah, because it was a thing.
It was a little wave.
And it was bad, you know. I will probably never do it again. But I think some guys are really putting on a front. No pun intended. Putting on a front. Some people just aren't meant to have it.
So you think I'm just not meant to have a beard?
So you have facial hair.
Yeah.
Okay. Prime example. When I think of what most people would think probably isn't a quality beard, but when he grows it out, even though it's spotty, I consider it a beard, and he wears it really good. Keanu Reeves. We'll have a picture up for the viewers. Keanu Reeves, his beard doesn't connect. It just doesn't look quality to some, but I think it looks good. So, I think he wears it well. So if you grow yours out.
But I think I wear my, once my beard grows in and it's fuller.
It takes on a different look.
It looks good.
Need to let it grow.
Yes, need to let it
grow. Just let it grow. I will say one of the things that I do miss about having a guest on the show is we like to exploit their social media page at some point.
Yep.
I thought it was only right that we take a chance to exploit some of your pictures.
That's fine.
So I actually have some pictures that I'd like you to explain. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another segment of Explain That Pic.
Let me check my glasses.
He's currently on Instagram sweating. Not quite like when you sweated with that Jamaican food. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, bro.
Can we give him another shout out?
Yeah. John, you jerk. Chicken.
No, not you jerk. John of you jerk.
I'm not saying you jerk. John, thank you, bro. Chicken was banging. I actually have bought some since, so
okay.
Chad has. Probably has.
I just found out where it was the other day. All right, so. There are so many pictures. If I can only choose one.
Come on, man. Bring the pics.
Name that show.
That was a.
Come on.
Dave Chappelle.
Yep. Yeah. Thanks, bro. All right. First of all, you don't need to explain this one.
I do need to
explain. But I just want to show the audience. You reminded me. Tell them what I said you reminded me of.
So the reason why I'm even wearing these glasses right now is because is because Chad clowned me when he saw me in them earlier. Was like, you look like a shady ATL producer.
R&B
music producer. I was like, yeah, that's a pretty good description. I probably look like...
Who's shiesty on
all the deals. I probably sleep with my clients for beats.
You probably wear one of them guys that wear the long chain.
Definitely wear a long chain. Oh, man. Definitely wear an old chain. I look like my daddy, Stevie J.
Oh my God! Yes, you do. Okay. All right.
This picture. I don't know why you picked this picture.
I'm gonna tell you why I picked this picture.
How'd you even find this picture? Because I'm flooding the.
Why aren't your pants anywhere near the bottom of your shoes?
What? This picture is
tailored khakis.
2013, 7 years ago. Okay.
You definitely had the youth pastor look.
And I was a youth pastor at the time.
The cool youth pastor.
Yeah,
I was basketball shoes.
Yeah, yeah. I had on the 11 snake skins. You see it?
I do see that.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't know why my pants were flooding like that. My mom would be ashamed because she is a seamstress. She should have did better with that. That was a terrible picture. I'm sorry.
I've definitely seen worse. I've seen better too. So I'm only showing you this one.
Hey.
Because I've had people reach out to me and ask, not who is that, but how did he get away with doing this and nobody saw him? So maybe tell them where you're at first.
So I'm at Shaker Cigar Lounge, right? And there's a window. There's a window that faces outside that nobody's like paying attention to. So during that, I would always prop my phone up, get that good ass lighting from that window, and take my pictures. Like, you know what I'm saying? One, you know my shirts don't, I don't really button them up that much anyway when I wear these type of shirts. So I just unbutton one button. Nobody notices. You know what I'm saying? One or two buttons. Take the picture. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody notices, huh?
Nobody knows me taking a picture. They, because even the owners ask me, like, where you take those pictures at?
Yeah, I had people ask me.
They asked me, where you take those pictures at?
Our last.
Oh, bro, go to the last. I want to see it. Please, bring that up. Oh, man. Let me tell you about this picture.
You got on two different shirts.
That shirt is sweet. I wore that shirt today.
You look like you went to a West Side High School in this picture.
That's a Tommy Hilfiger shirt, boy. What you talking about? I was in like the 10th grade. Man, looking just like Keenan, man. Dang, yeah, boy. You do. Dang, so
oh my
all goodness. Three of them are cousins, right? So he, and I'm the only black guy in the picture. He's my friends, they're Indian. So, so he was like, they tried to make us take like a group, like couple photo. He was like, this is my cousin. He just saw my boy Calvin just stood there. This is so funny, man. So that's funny. And then Charlene, I think was her name, and then Michelle. That's what the two girls' names. But then we just, man, I remember, like, I think they went to, she went to Beaumont. This was like a Beaumont dance. And us boys at Heights, you know, so I went to Heights High, we thought it was so cool that we was talking to girls from Beaumont.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Hollering at girls from Beaumont. We thought that was the coolest thing ever. So that was a Beaumont little high school dance. It was probably like 10th grade. But that shirt is funny. Look how baggy those jeans is too, boy.
Wow. You know what's funny? When I was in high school, I know you got a couple years on me. When I was in high, when we were in high school, it wasn't uncommon to have baggy pants because you had to have a pair of hooping shorts on.
Yeah.
You never knew when the game was going to break out.
Yeah, I used to do that too. I used to be like that. But it was always football shorts for me. Because
what's the difference with football and basketball shorts?
Football shorts a little shorter, a little tighter.
You're a liar.
I'm not lying. You know that to be true.
Hey, man, I want to give a quick shout out real quick before we cut the break, because I know we're going to be, we got a few, we're under fire. Under fire.
Whatever.
We're gonna take it higher. So I made a stop today at
I'm a little upset with you, so be careful. Tread lightly, Chad. Tread fucking lightly.
All right. Sorry, Mom.
I'm a little upset with you.
Another about one
this.
Of the books that we can't let our parents listen to. You know, I give them a lot of shout-outs because they are my guys. They're local. Tremont Cigar Company. I stopped up there earlier today to grab a stick. Boss Up Cigar. I like it. I like it. It's nice. Boss Up. If you guys are in the market for trying a new cigar, check out that. Boss Up is big. I don't even know what the measurements are. I don't really know a lot of that stuff. It's good, though. But while I was up there, I noticed they had this. It's almost like a balm. This is mint flavor. It's cigar butter. And shout out to Alex and Phil at Tremont Cigar. They created this. They got a mint flavor, which I got. Smell that. Don't put your nose in it. It smells good. It smells like mint. And you put it on the end of the cigar, and it gives it a little more flavor. So I tried it today. You got something to say. It's all on your face, bro. It's all in your raggedy glasses face.
No, it looks like the same stuff I used to put on my...
Your balls.
My balls. It looks exactly like the same
well,
consistency.
The stick and the balls ain't too far from each other.
Stick and the balls. Good job. Really be really mature there, Chad.
So, anyways, and we're going to have him on the show soon.
Okay. Bet.
So.
Bet. So I think that's a great thing. Now, is there anything that you can put on you to diffuse the way you smell from the cigar?
Yes.
Like you know what I'm saying? Like what can you do to kind of mitigate that smell?
Okay, so I would suggest they have stuff for your car, because most people that go to smoke cigars, unless you're at the house or in your backyard, the first place you're going to go when you leave is your car.
Is your car, right.
So, and if you smoke often, you might get used to that smell and not know when it's gone. I just actually just picked up this, it's like a bomb, a spray that you can put in your car and it diffuses the smell, gets rid of the odor, and then it gives it like a new car scent. I just picked that up the other day. Tried it out today after I left the cigar shop. Got back in my car about an hour later, and I couldn't smell any smoke. So
I must say, you don't smell like smoke right now, even though you went to the cigar shop.
I showered.
After the cigar shop?
Yeah, like I went earlier today, went home, showered. This is bothering you, isn't it?
It's bothering me a little bit that you went to the cigar shop.
You know what I'm going to do for you?
I mean, a quick text. Hey, bro, you want to come to the cigar shop?
You know what? We can go. I've smoked 2 in a day.
No, it's cool, bro. It's cool.
So you want to go, but your pride's not letting you return with me.
Probably not, man.
We're going to go.
No, I'm good.
Call your wife.
Cool on you, bro.
Okay.
Cool on you, bro, because I don't like the way you treat me. And that's facts.
You know what?
We're about to go to commercial break.
Before we do that, though, before we go to break, never mind.
You have 1 minute.
I was going to play the song, and I can't find it.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Okay.
You and me.
Okay. All right.
No matter. No matter. No.
Let's go.
Hey, James, I don't know about you, but every time I try out a product that maybe I haven't tried out before, or a new product on the shelf, I'm always super eager to tell my friends about it because I want them to experience what I did.
Yeah, because you got a big mouth. You need to shut up.
Yeah, sometimes that's true. Sometimes
it's true. Okay, so why not do it easier? Put your stuff on the podcast. You want to advertise it. Guys, it's $250 to be featured at the top of our show, or $150 to be in the middle of the show, or $50 to be put in at our discretion. Basically, best on the floor of the show. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why not do it that way, Chad?
Yeah, and you know what? I like sometimes you see a show and they got some really cool stuff, like a mug or a hat or a whatever it may be on their table.
True, true.
We could do that too.
We definitely can do your product placement here, guys. So if you're interested, make sure you hit us up at
tfafpod@gmail.com.
Yes, y'all. That's tfafpod@gmail.com, y'all. We would love to have your products on here. Hit us up. Let's get you going.
Yeah.
Peace. Now this the real just me and you, y'all. Yeah. Tony. You know what I'm saying? See, you gotta give Chad some culture. You know what I'm saying? I can put Chad on. And instead of that rinky dink music I was listening to earlier. That's the real just me and you. So Chad, it's just me and you on here, just the two. And we're back.
I think you might be racist.
I'm not racist. I'm not racist.
If someone asked you if you're racist, and then you were like, I'm not racist, and they say, well, prove it.
I'll be like, I have 7 white friends. They all listen to the show. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we don't
shout out to my boy Dave Moran, Chad, Paul Fresti.
President Biden.
President Biden. You start naming all my white friends. Daniel Barnes.
Greg Popovich. Just naming white people you know.
Keanu Reeves. Thank you for being my friend.
Speaking of Keanu Reeves. I know we're going to talk about something in a minute, but I got to say, I get these random urges to watch the trilogies.
John Wick.
No. I love John Wick, but
Matrix.
I realized I hadn't watched every Matrix.
Wow.
So we just finished it up yesterday, but check this out, bro. There's about to be a Matrix 4 at the end of the year.
So did you know Matrix was about someone transitioning?
Yes, I did.
Transitioning. So,
did you see the people that wrote it? Look, yeah, they. Yeah. Yeah.
So it was.
It looked like
it was two brothers that wanted to become women, right? So.
Yes, maybe.
Yeah, yes, they wanted to become women. So two brothers that wanted to become. They were twins too. So I think that's what the Matrix was about. Was about being trapped in some type of body.
You know? Let me tell you, I do like the Matrix because it definitely has some transferable messages to a lot of areas of life.
I thought the whole time
stuck and stuff.
Yeah, the whole time I thought it was about Jesus.
It definitely had it. Yeah, it came out. I think it was a youth group. Christ. And it was like, oh, that's like sin. And that's,
yeah.
I think there's a lot of ways you can align or some parallels. At the end of the day, I thought it was a good movie, though. I enjoyed it. The CGI is trash.
Because now, 2021. When it came out, the CGI was impeccable. You understand what I'm saying? Like it was, it was like revolutionary.
I'd agree.
The slow motion, the ripples of the bullet, stuff like that. So when it came out, it was like the
bullets.
It was, you know, it's. I mean, it's not The Last Dragon, you know, special effects with the electrifying hands. It's not that bad, but it's bad comparative now. Yeah, if they do a new Matrix, I can only imagine how dope it would be. Especially, bro, like have you ever taken the time to just watch those first three Transformers?
I've watched them, but.
Oh, bro! When I mean, pay attention to their graphics and their special effects, their CGI. Oh, it's insane.
What about Avatar? We just watched Avatar recently.
I think Avatar was good. But,
Avatar at the time was really good, really but good, now
but,
it's like.
But man, I'm telling you, man, with the Transformers, like, cause it's so many like minute little details in each Autobot, each Decepticon. Like, you look at their transformation. Yeah. Like, you really believe that this is a big giant robot somewhere transforming? And it's not. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to say what movie is about to have some crazy CGI is that new Godzilla King Kong movie.
I heard about that movie.
That doesn't do anything for me.
You know what, though? I did like the last King Kong movie, though.
Godzilla's don't do much for me. I do like the King Kongs.
I like the King. Yeah, Godzilla doesn't do anything for me, bro.
Skull Island or whatever.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I think I only saw it because of the one comedian dude.
Did you want to touch the part of my knee that's exposed on purpose?
The one comedian.
Just me and you.
Oh, my God.
Woo woo.
Just got hot in here, y'all.
Whoa.
So, I'm saying. So, what's the dude, the comedian dude? The Ricky Bobby, the dude from Ricky Bobby. What's his name?
Oh, Will Ferrell.
No. Okay. The other dude.
You're going to look this up, bro.
Yeah, the other dude. The other guy. What movie are we talking about? Skull Island. That's the reason why I saw it. Not Morgan Freeman, but Samuel L. Jackson's in there, too.
That's racist.
Working Freeman, Samuel Jackson, y'all, they are the same.
They're all the same.
All some old dudes that still look good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, John Riley.
Yeah, John Riley. He's hilarious, bro. So hilarious.
Let me tell you, I know this isn't a movie podcast, but you know we love movies. The guy next to him in the cast, Toby Kebbell, maybe.
Yeah.
So Toby Kebbell, if you don't know. Viewers, listeners, James. There's a show on Apple TV called Servant. He's in it.
It's good.
It's an M. Night Shyamalan TV series. It's in season 2. If you haven't started watching it already, I guarantee you will not be disappointed. Unless you don't like M. Night Shyamalan.
But if you like him, then you know what to expect. You know, so you know it's kind of his style.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. But you know.
I think M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh yeah,
okay. Shyamalan just go did.
I don't think you need to say it like that. Did. I mean, you don't call me Chad Abraham.
Chad Abraham.
Hey, oh okay. Oh, yeah. I got one too, James.
Chad Abraham.
You about to have three angry Arabs at your house tonight.
Hey, man, I got a lot of Arabs listening to. Hey, what's up?
I need my family to roll through.
Salam, yalla yalla. He made a Power Rangers. I think he did like a Power Rangers thing where he is that him who did that?
I don't know.
Like he made it dark. It was like imagine if Power Rangers kind of got like how they would transition to become adults based off their being Power Rangers and like how they were in high school. So it was crazy. And so this came out before the new Power Rangers came out, you know what I'm saying? The newer one that came out, what, like 2017, 2018?
Which I enjoyed.
That was pretty good, right? But he came out with a darker one before that even came out.
M. Night Shyamalan came out with us.
Like a Power Rangers spinoff. And then, but they almost made him take it down off YouTube, you know what I'm saying, off YouTube. But because he wasn't profiting off of it, they put it back up because what you call it was suing them. Was gonna sue them for it. What's those guys?
The guys who did Power Rangers?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, bro. I don't know.
But yeah, but he did a dark like Power Rangers. It was freaking sweet. It was freaking sweet. Like the one guy was on drugs and he was like trying to like he was doing like Tybo DVDs and stuff like the black dude he was doing Tybo DVDs to make money and stuff.
He was getting there was no more people to fight.
Yeah. So there was no more people to fight. They so get on back. So now he had to do like different stuff. The one girl was just married and then the one dude was on drugs and just. And one guy had a construction company. You know what I'm saying?
Go to AA meetings like, hi, my name is so-and-so. My name is Tommy, and I used to be a Power Ranger. They'd be like, sure you did, Tommy.
So you did, Tommy. Yeah. So it was pretty sweet, man. If you guys haven't seen that short movie, that Power Ranger short, man, I recommend you guys to look it up on YouTube. I'll see if I can try to provide a link in the description for you guys to watch it. It was pretty freaking awesome.
You can't talk about Power Rangers and not do the song, bro. Go, go, Power Rangers!
You mighty...
You mighty Morphin!
Power Rangers!
Power Rangers!
Hey, you just got excited, really. I've never heard you even speak that loud before.
Go, go, Power...
Did you like Power Rangers a lot as a kid?
What? I had the toys, bro.
Bro, yes, bro. What? Which one did you want to be?
Did it matter?
Did you want to be Jason, the red one?
He had the earring, long hair earring, maybe?
No, that was Tommy. Tommy was the green one, then he turned to a white one. No, he was white, then he turned green.
Which one was black?
The black one was the black dude. The only black dude, Zach. His name was Zach, I think.
Man, they had some cool names. I always thought, man, I want a name like that. Zach. Cody or Brett. I don't know why I wanted to be that when I was a kid. At one point in my life, I asked when I realized Ahmad Rashad was not born Ahmad Rashad, this is so random. I remember driving down the street. I was 10 years old. I asked my mom. I was like, can I change my name? She's like, no. Why would you want to do that? I was like, I don't know. I didn't know you could. It was a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I ever change my name, I'd be Reggie.
And
lo and behold, about 10 years later, I got asked to be in a play. And the character's name.
Was Reggie. Wow. How excited were you to be Reggie?
I decided not to do it.
Did you want to change your name to Reggie because you were a Reggie Miller fan?
I don't know, but I am.
I know. So I'm thinking that probably.
I love Reggie, and Reggie's a very polarizing player. Most people either love him or they hate him.
Yeah.
I don't know. But speaking of players, you want to get into it?
One thing. Okay. One more thing. You made me lose my thought. Go ahead. Let's get to the players, man. Go ahead.
Hold on. Where were you last time you had that thought?
I don't know.
You're right here, bro. You know how people, you lose something. Yeah. Where was it last? First of all,
I know you're talking about.
So you had to tell you, bro.
Yeah, you did. Thank you so much.
Genius.
I used to want my name to be something like
Samuel.
Raekwon or Davon or Daquan or something like that because like
God.
Yeah. Because when I was younger, you know what I'm saying, like my name was James. And like James just wasn't a cool name to me when I was a kid.
They call you Jimmy? Jim?
No, James. Or J-A.
Ja.
Yeah, it's always been James or J-A.
What's your middle name?
Or J. Thomas.
James Thomas.
Yeah.
Very biblical.
Yes, very.
Thomas
Abrams. Yeah.
My gosh, I'm Chad Joseph Abraham.
Yeah. So.
I mean, we were.
Yeah. I guess we were blessed.
We were. Yeah. Yeah.
Chosen.
Just gotta chill.
Just gotta chill. Oh yeah, brother.
Speaking of LeBron, you got chosen across your shoulders.
Nope. I don't have any tattoos on my back. Speaking of which, I might have found another tattoo artist, bro.
How do you feel about the hand?
I want the hand tattoo bad. I want it. I think I'm gonna go with it. I think I'm gonna go ahead and get it.
Are you gonna work off of what you? Because you like me have a
thing.
Have well you have ink by your wrist, yeah. So you can work off of that if you wanted to.
Yeah, I can.
Would you?
Yeah. So, I think I'm gonna get something specific here.
I think you could get some. It would look good on. Yeah, I think it would look good.
I think I want to get like a skull thing.
Oh, bro.
So like this.
Oh, bro.
be a scub.
As somebody who kind of cares about you, please don't.
Or I'm thinking like a rose or something, like a flower.
Why don't you get the pack, the wolf pack, bro?
This is my animal side. This is my superhero side.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
You just roll your eyes, bro.
Shoot me now. What? The guys are like, yeah, this is my redeemed side. This is my trash side. These are all my Harley tattoos. These are my roses and my daughter's names.
Why do I turn into a trucker?
I don't know. It's where I went with it, James. Your name's Hank. And you drive 30 hour shifts.
I'm from James to Raekwon to Hank in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That's terrible, bro.
Speaking of names. What kind of transition is that? So the question was posed earlier today. Who out of these two athletes are considered the greatest of this time? It's kind of a difficult question because they don't play the same sport.
Oh, man, I can't
The nature of their sports are so different.
I can't wait to bust your head with this.
But we're going to attack it because we like to attack difficult conversations. So you don't need to explain Tom Brady. Tom Brady's pretty – we know who he is. Tom Brady or Matt Frazier. Now, many of you probably don't know Matt Frazier. Matt Frazier is – he just within a week or two retired from the sport of CrossFit. But while he was doing CrossFit, while he was competing in CrossFit.
Was he a five-time champ?
Five-time champ. I think he was, I mean, aside from just the CrossFit games and then being runner-up before he won, he was
Olympic,
winning every other competition he was doing throughout the season. He was a former, I think, Olympic lifter.
Yep.
The dude is just a specimen, and you wouldn't know that if you just walked in the room.
No.
So Matt Frazier, and who really kind of, I think, took CrossFit to a whole nother level. So
I think he did too.
Greatest of all time from just those two. I know people are out there probably thinking, what about Serena or what about Tiger Woods, who also are in very individualized sports. We're not belittling their greatness. We're just focusing on Tom Brady, Matt Frazier.
So the one thing about the difference between, to me, why Tom Brady is a better athlete than Matt Frazier, because Tom Brady is doing something on a level that Matt Frazier could never do. You know what I'm saying?
I can make that argument that the same with the other way around.
No. Hold on 1 second. CrossFit is only a part of training for a football player.
Okay.
A football player has to be able to do CrossFit, basically train like
Tom Brady. Tom Brady is not doing CrossFit, bro.
I'm sure he does something similar.
Okay.
Because that whole TB12 system thing is something similar, bro.
Okay.
Look into it. Okay. So you got that. You got that. Then you have to do that. Then you have to do film study. Then you have to be a leader of men. Matt Frazier hasn't led anybody. He's not. Who's he leading? Who's he even talked to? Does he even have any type of mentor? Does he even have a gym? I don't think he even has a gym.
I'm just saying. That's not necessarily fair to say because we don't know that he's not doing it.
Yeah, but I'm saying though, like, so Tom Brady has to. He's the best. He's a much better athlete because he's playing a more difficult sport. To me, because typically. Keywords. Anybody can do CrossFit. 32 men a year can play quarterback. 32 men a year. And Tom Brady.
They got backups.
Tom Brady has won 7 Super Bowls in a team sport. Has led a Patriots team with no receiver you can name. No receiver you can name.
That's not true.
He has led team. Not every team, but some of his team that he took the Super Bowl, you can't name the receivers.
Okay.
So some of the teams. Then also.
I mean, are we counting like Welker? Are we counting Gronk? Are we counting.
You can count Gronk, count Welker. Randy Moss. He had it for two seasons.
He didn't win with Randy Moss.
Yeah, but he had for like 2 seasons. 2-3 seasons.
Maybe he didn't win with him.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just saying he's done that.
So okay,
he's
that great. Why did he win with Randy Moss?
He had Antonio Hernandez on his team, who was a murderer and led him to a Super Bowl.
What's his name, bro?
What's his name, Antonio Hernandez?
I don't think he was over there with Antonio.
Something Hernandez.
Yeah.
Hernandez.
Who is no longer here.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyways, led him to Super Bowl. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
You done
yet? No, no, no. I'm just saying. Okay. So you take that into consideration that he's been a leader. And he took, so he went from the Patriots, went to Tampa Bay in his first year, won another Super Bowl, bro.
You're right.
He's a better athlete than Matt Frazier. Matt Frazier is only doing one thing, and that's being fit. And he's the fittest man on alive, but he's not the best athlete.
So there are measurable things in CrossFit that we can say someone has lifted more, has ran faster, swam faster, biked faster, climbed quicker.
Did the amount of calories.
Right.
Different stuff.
On a bike, rower. There are measurable things, right? There are also measurable things in football. But Frazier has proven in multiple ways that he's better than these athletes in those things. Tom Brady, he's not the fastest thrower, like as far as the ball. He doesn't get the ball. I mean, he gets the ball quick.
No.
He gets the ball quick.
He gets the ball
quick. But as far as getting the ball down the field, he's not the fastest. He's smart. He's probably one of the smartest, if not the smartest, quarterback because he knows his strengths. He knows how to win.
Yes.
Best athlete? That's how I feel about what you just said. How dare you say he's a better athlete? There are a handful of better quarterbacks. You said athlete. Better athletes in the NFL than him. But it's true.
But
Matt Frazier, there are
objective. What do you consider? What are your measurables for athleticism? Is it just
the I'm asking you that.
Is it just the physical attributes or is it the accolades?
This is what I think.
You know what
I think when you come, first of all, it's almost impossible. So when you texted me this earlier, I wanted to throw my phone out the window. How dare you try to do what these other TV shows do and cross sports. Crossing eras and crossing sports are very difficult when you compare greatness or who's better. But because we're talking about it, Brady, to me, I just don't see it. I don't see it. Brady, yes, probably the greatest quarterback of all time.
And he's 43 years old.
Every sport has their age range of when you're great and when it's your time. Olympics are a great example of that. Bro, because for someone to win a gold medal sprinting in their 30, like Justin Gatlin, I don't know if he won a gold, but his peak was in his early 20s, right. mid-20s. What I'm saying is, though, with Brady, I think, and even just this comparison in general, I think you need to talk accolades.
Yeah, you have to.
Strictly accolades. And when it comes to accolades, Brady, I'm not saying he had it easier because he had a team to lead or he had guys to depend on. That's tough. And it's almost impossible. I don't know if anyone's... As a team won back-to-back Super Bowls, I don't know. I think the Chiefs would have potentially been the first one this year, and they failed miserably. But Frazier has done something. That's why I have such respect for athletes who compete in these sports, tennis, golf, any Olympic-style sport, where you do have your trainer, you got your coach, you got competitors, you got people you train with, but when it comes down to it, if you mess up, if you don't clean that whatever 350, or if you don't, out whatever the person next to you, it's not like, okay, now my running back can pick me up.
Right.
Or my line is helping me. No. Your mistakes and your successes are solely on you once you compete. They are. So that's why I think what Matt Frazier has done to me is more impressive.
What do you think Matt Frazier's 40 time would be?
Faster than Tom Brady's. So if we want to do that, Frazier is the faster one, is the better athlete. Tell me, besides throwing a football, athleticism-wise, besides throwing a football, what do you think Tom Brady can do better than Matt Frazier? Can't jump higher. He's not running faster.
I think he can jump higher. I think he can change direction better.
Change direction, no.
I think so. Have you ever seen Tom Brady's feet?
Okay, we're talking about, okay, change direction is also very different from CrossFit and football.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
you're talking about a drop step, or are we talking about going around,
I think doing like a cone drill. I think Tom Brady might get him.
Hey, Tom, Matt, if you guys are listening, if you want to settle this, we'll set it up.
Set it up. 225.
Things that will never happen.
225 bench press.
Like, how many reps? I think this is what adds to Tom Brady's greatness, and it also challenges the idea of athleticism. He's not athletic.
No, he's not that athletic.
I don't care. He's not athletic.
No, that's facts.
But he still managed to be the greatest quarterback of all freaking time. Now there's other guys you can argue, but no one can make a quality point as to why he's not. They can make good points maybe for another quarterback, but you can't really make a good point why he's not.
Yeah.
So in that regard,
7 Super Bowl championships.
He's been to like 10, but 10. He's been like 10 or 11.
Yeah, he's won 10. You know what? At the end of the day, I think you make some valid points. I think I made some good points. I think Tom Brady is probably the most, what would you say the word is, achieved athlete, you know what I'm saying? And I think what Matt Frazier is
probably. I wouldn't say he's the most, well, as far as this in general, or out of the two?
Out of the two. I gotta give him winning 7 Super Bowls, especially one in 3 different, I think, generations of football. 3 different football generations, right?
2 different leagues.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Conferences,
yeah. So I think that, to me, makes his accomplishments a little higher than Matt's, you know what I'm saying? But I think what Matt has done is great. I think him as a CrossFit athlete, he has been great. I can't say he revolutionized the game. I think he just took what Rich Froning was doing and took it to another level. You know what I'm saying? Having a specialist for gymnastics, having a specialist for his running, having a specialist for this. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think that's the difference. But I think Tom is, like, revolutionized the game where people were just trying to go down the field a lot. And he was like, well, I'm just going to do this little dink and dunk shit. Make these quick reads, and then people try to copy it, but everyone couldn't copy it and be successful with it, because I think a lot of his coaches, he got a lot of his coaches jobs, and they would go places and try to implement the same system and be terrible. So part of it is him, you know what I'm saying? It's him and his ability to be great. Because, like, look at the Patriots now, like, they suck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I say most sports, if not all, thrive on a new star in each generation taking the game and either adding a component or, like you said, leveling it up. You know, I think Patrick Mahomes is doing that. I think
they're gonna be recruiting baseball players to be quarterbacks.
I'm saying, and in fairness, a guy like Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, guys, and there have been other guys who have been in the league who played football in college, played baseball. And just it didn't pan out, but those are 3 notables. I think sports thrive on guys like that who can take the current generation and level it up a notch. You got it in basketball. I mean, guys are scoring. Teams, you know, when we were growing up, final scores were in the 80s and
90s. Yeah, matter of fact, 130 point
games. Went to a Cleveland Cavaliers game and they scored over 100, you were getting a chalupa.
Chalupa, yep.
At Taco Bell. That didn't happen often, but now teams are scoring 110, 120, 150 almost.
Especially the Brooklyn Nets, they're going to score about 140 per game.
Bums.
But they might give up 150, so.
Bums.
So all good.
Wasted talent.
It's all good. So, yeah, man, but it's been a great show, Chad. I appreciate you, man.
Hey, make sure I appreciate you, too.
Make sure you guys check us out. Follow us, like, subscribe, man. Hit us up. If you got any questions, got any suggestions, at tfafpod.com. Again, that's tfafpod@gmail.com. Chat is still weird. All right, man, we're out.